You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Food on breakfast. Breakfast. Food. It's Breakfast Food with Delaney Mears.
Nice intro. Woo. Hi, Delaney. How are you?
Great.
Oh, sorry. There we go. Hey, so...
Tim, am I on?
So the whole deal with food is, it keeps us alive, doesn't
it?
You know?
And, sure does.
Yeah, it's quite amazing how that whole concept works, but we weren't going to talk about that, the scientific side of it, we're going to talk about the deliciousness, the
joy.
The bliss and the ecstasy and the delight of eating.
Absolutely. We are.
What's on your schedule this week? Firstly, what about a round of applause to our good friends at Karma Cola? You know, that's where Delaney and I met at the Karma Cola thing there.
Over a few bagels.
Yeah,
drinking some
Best
cola.
Best Ugly and Karma Cola coming together to create new.
Cherry jam, wasn't it?
Yum.
So, they've just been accepted. They're going to be sold in Jamie Oliver's restaurants.
Yeah,
that's
all
pretty massive. That's pretty massive because he runs a tight ship as far as, you know, good sort of sustainable goods and wares. And,
yeah,
you know,
he cares a lot about where all his stuff comes from. So
poor guy, too. He really does care about that sort of stuff. And he gets a rough time of it, if somebody's just trying to do something good.
Yeah. It's pretty cool, though. You said that the way that he got it into his restaurants, he did a trial and then...
Yeah, they had it on the menu and offered it at the restaurant there. And every time they sold one or gave one out, they gave a little card, like a little business card sort of thing, and sort of, what do you think? Shall we stock this? And out of the 150 cards that they gave out, 150 came in, yes, you should.
So good.
100%.
Yeah. 100%.
That's so
crazy.
He's been really vocal against Coca-Cola, so it's so good to have an alternative that's more delicious and, you know, good.
It's just started up in a garage.
Yeah.
It started up in a garage because they wanted to do the right thing.
Mm.
And they there's a good story. Simon from Karma Cola was in here recently, and he was when he came and dropped all that Karma Cola off.
He
brought
in a cola nut, and he let me chew it.
Oh, yes.
And it was
we
delicious.
Did that at the lunch.
I've still got mine in my bag.
From Sierra Leone.
So what's the thing? No actual cola nut in Coca-Cola?
Don't think so.
It's just cola flavour.
Karma Cola are the only cola in the world that use actual cola nuts.
And I got to have a little chew on it, and it's crazy.
Do you want to have a chew on mine?
I'm phrasing, and also I'm all right.
I'm just going to get it out and see if anyone else.
Speaking of having a chew on things, you and I have been talking off air and via email about
carbs.
Time for comfort food.
Get them down the gate, I reckon.
Carbs on carbs. Chip sandwich.
Build a base.
Pasta with breadcrumbs. All of it.
Yeah, pasta with breadcrumbs.
I don't know. I love sourdough. We've talked about sourdough,
yeah,
I think. And then, you know, if you've got the end bits, it's not that fresh for eating anymore. Chop it up as finely as possible. Or chuck it in a food processor if you've got one. And fry that.
What about a mortar and pestle?
Nah, not sourdough. You need a sharp knife.
Sorry. Rookie.
Chili oil as well?
Yeah, chili, bit of garlic, bit of oil, and it makes... I always mess up the Italian word, but I think it's like a pangrattata.
Pangrattata.
Oh, sorry, how's it, Sarah? How do you do it?
I'm not saying anything.
And,
it's embarrassing, Michael.
And you sprinkle that on top of just even a simple spaghetti.
Yeah.
Not from a tin. Spaghetti.
How do you pronounce that? Spaghetti.
Spaghetti.
Yeah, sure.
Spaghetti.
Like that. Yeah. Yeah, just heaps of flavour. Lots of garlic, lots of chilli.
Good texture,
pasta.
Too.
Yeah.
The lovely sisters and co at Coco's have a happy hour pasta.
They do.
For those of us who are on the cheap.
Happy hour pasta.
It's so good. Bloody great.
You'd be bummed if you came a little bit late, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah. You miss out.
That's the thing with happy hours across the board, be they liquor or pasta or, I don't know, like sports shoes. You're bummed out if you miss it, eh? No?
1 minute too late.
When you don't miss it, and they give you quite a simple but delicious pasta, but then they give you a massive whack of sides.
Yeah, condiments.
So you've got the cheese if you want it.
That old doozy.
And you've got
cheese,
a massive
chili
thing
oil,
of
breadcrumbs. Kind of things.
It's delicious.
It's good. Yeah, really good. The other good thing with pasta, if you're keeping it simple, just a bit of brown butter. A few sage
What's
leaves.
Brown butter?
It's just butter that you fry in the fry pan until it goes a bit
brown. Brown butter, right.
Browned.
That's a new thing.
Nah. Sage leaves, if you've got, you've got a sage
chuck
plant.
That in the butter.
Absolutely, they go a bit crispy. Chuck some pasta in there.
Because it's a beautiful plant, but then you look at it and you go, what the shit do I do with that?
Exactly.
Sage you talk about?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay,
it's like
bunny
ears.
Does it?
Well,
what about fennel?
Yeah, what about fennel? Love it.
Yuck. Really?
Really? But that's another thing, kind of like coriander. Anything vaguely aniseedy, people either
love
go,
aniseed.
Yeah.
Love aniseed.
Do you? But you hate fennel.
I just love a big mouthful of Bonjela.
Thinly slice your fennel, chuck some parmesan on it, drizzle of olive oil.
Maybe leave the Bonjela out of it.
Yeah, maybe.
At least you've got a mouth ulcer.
Isn't it for babies?
Or your teething,
Yeah, so, teething. Yeah. That's it.
Just teething.
If you've got any questions for Delaney, please feel free to call us on 309 3879 or you can email during the week.
Ask Delaney
at 95bfm.com.
All right, I'm going to ask you a question now, Delaney. What is this particular time of the year, 10th of August?
Yeah.
What's hot to purchase in the veggies department?
In the veggie department? Yep. Let me think. Well, we're actually, you might have noticed, it's feeling quite springy. So
springy.
I feel like, you know, we're close to asparagus season, which is exciting for me.
Yeah.
But at the moment,
that's a turning point in the year for you.
It is a big turning point. Yeah. Fresh.
How come?
Because I love asparagus.
Yeah. But I mean, we're talking when you say you love asparagus, is that every day? So it's asparagus every day for you.
I could. Yeah.
Raw.
Yeah.
Like
raw,
the girl on that credit.
Grilled.
The credit
cooked. You know, if you've got
blanched.
If you're at work and you've got a cheese toasty maker, you could just grill it. There.
Well, there's no bread. Like, it would just mean just on the
bit of olive oil. You know, use it like a hot plate.
You do something like that, though, in some workplaces, and you suddenly get branded to be a free thinker.
Yeah.
You know?
Chuck some halloumi on there and really, freak everyone out.
Not even making a toasted sandwich. What are you doing?
But anyway, we're getting ahead of ourselves. It's not quite asparagus season. Pumpkin's still good. I've been roasting a lot of potatoes, actually, back to carbs.
Love
crispy roast potatoes.
I love it. You know what? It keeps the country moving, potatoes.
You reckon?
No. There's any excuse for a good roast potato.
Used to be a big advocate of keeping the skins on until I realised you boil them a tiny bit, shake
fluff
the pot
the pan,
like a mad woman.
Crucial.
And so the outside of the potatoes go all kind of fluffy and weird, and then you roast them.
Yeah.
So that's how my nana did it.
And it dries them out, so it takes all the moisture out.
So let's just run through this again, just because I feel like that was... It is crucial, so hot off the potato desk, ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully.
So you chop your potatoes and then bring them to the boil in the pot, drain the pot, but keep the potatoes in there, right, once they've boiled, and then you return the pot with the lid to the element, and then you hear it go tss, and it's drying it out, and then you... Yep. With a tea towel.
So there's no water in it at the station?
No, water. Okay, so you just hold it there for I don't know,
and
5-10 seconds.
Yeah.
Just a tickle.
Yeah, okay. And then you put I use a tea towel, hold the lid on the pot, and then shake it.
Bang, 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 bang.
Shake.
Both of them are doing the actions.
and it takes out all the moisture, and that gets you the crispiest yet fluffiest... Most delicious roast potato.
Jesus.
Delicious.
I also heat the oil a little bit.
There'll be what?
I also heat the oil a little bit in the roasting tray just for like a couple of minutes before I then put the fluffed potatoes.
Where did you learn that from?
I think it might have been Jamie Oliver?
Really?
Just to bring things full circle.
I feel like maybe we've let some sort of ancient technique out of the bag there.
Well, it's bloody good.
It's been a lifelong, a life of research. The perfect roast potato.
Hello, Cole, are you there?
I am there. Hey, you know, the best place to get those breadcrumb things?
What, breadcrumbs, you mean?
Have you got a hot tip for us?
The tray of your toaster.
The bottom of your
toaster. Oh, now you're talking.
The drop tray of your toaster. Yeah.
There'd be a plethora of crumbs.
Hey.
Waste not, want not.
Exactly.
Can you say plethora of crumbs again?
A plethora of crumbs.
Oh, great stuff.
That. Oh, nice work.
That's
okay,
a hot tip.
Thank you very much. That plethora of crumbs.
Plethora.
Sounds like a James Bond movie. Quantum of Solace, plethora of crumbs.
I'm blushing.
Get out of here, you exotic foreigner.
That is a hot tip.
More ways than one.
Just shake out the bottom of your toaster onto your pasta. I'm into it.
Hi, Cola.
Parsnip.
Ooh.
How dare you just ring up and just boldly say parsnips down the phone?
What of it?
Yeah, your parsnips.
Parsnips are just cheap at the moment, and they're really good roasted as well. They go
Yes. Roasted. Do you put a bit of honey on them when you roast them?
No, but I did put honey and cheese sauce last night, and it was way better than you'd think it was.
Ooh, yeah. Interesting.
A bit of mustard and a bit of honey.
Yeah, honey mustard cheese sauce. Oh, yeah. I like it.
with corned beef.
Interesting.
Would you mash the parsnip as well? Would you be a mashed parsnip? Maybe chuck some carrot in there? Or is that too much like baby food for you?
Maybe a little bit.
Freaky.
Personally, that I do really like that, but we don't allow mashed food in our house.
Fair enough. Parsnip's great with soup.
Excuse me?
Yep.
We don't allow mashed food.
Where are you calling from? North Korea?
We are very much into the fluffy roast potato.
Yes.
But don't you ever, ever
don't
think
ever.
About mashing a kumara in this house.
Hell no.
How dare you?
No.
Parsnip's really great in soup also. It goes nice and creamy. Good with a bit of blue cheese. Chuck some blue cheese in there when you're cooking.
You say the parsnips are cheap at the moment. When are they expensive?
In
summer?
Where does it sort of?
You probably just can't really get them in summer.
They're not around.
You just don't really.
I love
get
a roast yam.
They're an under hero. They're not not celebrated parsnips, are they? They're a bit of an unsung hero.
Because they sound a bit stupid parsnip.
I reckon a bit of hazelnut chopped up on top after roasting with a bit of honey would
Jesus
be good.
Christ.
Maybe some fresh herbs.
Do you think that we're Egyptian pharaohs? What's going on here?
Really fancy, yeah.
Yeah.
A little bit fancy, but
is it just
I think the segment might be a bit above my station, actually. To be honest, we might just go back downstairs, Mark.
This is great.
A plethora of crumbs.
You asked Delaney
I still have a comic book version of Mikey going, some for you and some for me with the Bongella. So, yeah.
What?
Because he said, yeah, Bongella, yeah, yeah. And I just imagine him having some.
I'm just doling it out, you mean, just portions. Do you imagine me plating it?
with your son, like when he's teething and like, yeah. Oh, no, you need some. Now I need some.
All right. Well, I'm glad I've spread a few mouth ulcers around the city. Awesome. Awesome. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
I've got to go work. Bye.
Okay, yeah, same.
Yeah. Parsnip.
Parsnips. Okay, hot topic parsnip. What about a yam?
What about a yam? Mm. I love yams.
Me too.
I've never really experienced the yam.
Excuse me?
You've not eaten them?
No, I just don't think I've ever been in a situation where they've been on offer.
Interesting.
Denied.
They're kind of sweet, like a little...
You've been restricted access to yams.
Cross between a carrot and...
No.
The tiny ones.
I'm more of a parsnip, and kumara sort of combo.
Right.
That's what I'd say. The taste of a yam.
Sweet,
so,
yeah.
That's a beautiful... small, stubby. Mm. Stubby.
Stubby. Stubby.
Flavour profile. Stubby.
Yeah.
I'd probably roast them with a bit of honey also.
Hard out.
Yeah. Yams are good.
Caller, go ahead, please.
Swede from Gore.
A Swede, good call. Yeah, a good Swede.
I better get back to Johnny D. Over and out.
a Swede, yeah.
It's good stuff.
Yeah, there was also a very unfortunate looking.
I've never purchased, never cooked.
See, that's me.
Never.
Even though mash seems to be a dirty word in this segment currently.
A Swede
with a little bit of carrot and some honey and some thyme, rustic mash.
Thyme, I like it.
To go with your good old crispy
like
potatoes.
Like a chunky mash.
Yeah, chunky mash, crispy potatoes.
Or welcome
potatoes.
Around the table at the cottage.
Yeah. What are you serving it with?
With a roast and the crispy potatoes and a good gravy.
And a good anecdote.
Yeah.
Serve that with a good anecdote. You'll be right.
Good sit down.
Sweet.
Yeah. All right, Delaney, thank you very much.
Hey, thanks for having me.
All the very best. And I don't know if she didn't bring anything in for us to eat.
but I made some shortbread last night, but turns out my oven just burns the bottom of all baking.
Really?
Maybe next week. Anything's possible.
So are you renting and is the oven part of the renter? Yeah, we've got that buzz.
That sucks.
I ate a couple anyway. Just slightly burnt on the bottom and slightly undercooked in the middle.
Don't want to be precious about it, do you? It's shortbread, you know?
Yeah.
It was really delicious.
I heard Mama's little baby loves shortbread.
I'll make something for us to eat next week.
No pressure, but that worked.
Durian. Durian fruit related.
Bring in a durian.
Drizzled with durian fruit. Lovely. Thanks, Delaney.
Hey, thanks.
Nom 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 nom. That was Breakfast Food with Delaney Mears.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.